Hello and welcome to another Voice Works. As promised, this one is about some guiding principles that you can use for your organisational benefit rather than for you as an individual. And there are five that I want to talk about in total. We're not going to get through them all in this initial 5 minutes. I'll get as far as I can, but this will be a two-part session, one of which I'll do today and another one probably after Christmas. So without further ado, let's get started at looking at these principles. The first one I want to talk about is the idea that bad news must travel fast. Now by this I mean if something goes wrong within your organisation or within your business, our instinct is usually to try and sort it out very quickly and then move on and forget about it, because obviously human nature is we don't like to feel embarrassed, we don't like to feel that the company could be embarrassed. However, we actually do ourselves a disservice by doing that. The idea behind this is that if something does go wrong, the first thing to look at is it's probably gone wrong because someone's been trying to do something that was for the good of the organisation and they just either didn't get the tactics right or the timing was wrong or a system broke. It doesn't matter what it is. So long as you can look at that then and work out where it went wrong, you've learned something very valuable for your organisation. Furthermore, by looking at what the intent was by the person or the team that caused the mistake, you can actually see if there was any real benefit to be had from that. So you can blueprint that out in future so that mistakes won't happen and you can realize the benefits that the team or the individual initially wanted to achieve. The other thing about it as well, of course, is if you then promote that consistently throughout your organization, you not only do you get other viewpoints in about the solutions and about other looks at your systems and what improvements can be made, you actually educate the rest of your workforce as well. So those kind of mistakes won't happen. But even more importantly than that, because you don't associate blame and you don't actually hide it and you just get on with the job, people start to realize that they shouldn't be afraid of actually engaging in activity, which is all to the good. You want people not to be paralyzed by the idea of what happens if I get this wrong. Okay? So bad news must travel fast. And that relates, of course, to the digital nervous system blog that I did a few weeks ago, if you want to go and check that out, which talks about how the technology and culture of your business can be changed to actually bring in those skills, knowledge, and experience, but also so you can communicate news, including bad news, throughout your organization. The second principle I want to talk to you about today is this idea of mavericks. Love your mavericks. Again, it's counterintuitive in a way, because we feel that sometimes that mavericks are trouble causers, bad news. They're always looking at ways to disrupt what we're trying to do. But actually, we're doing them a disservice as well. Mavericks are great because they test your systems. If they break an internal system, then your systems aren't robust enough. So you need to allow people to actually look at these systems and your activities and, if necessary, break them so that you can actually improve them and make sure that they are more robust and they work better. But even more important than that, mavericks ask questions that you yourself or your management team may not have considered. And by asking those questions, mostly they do it from the point of view of trying to come up with a better way of doing things. And you should listen to them. Now, not everything that a maverick comes up with can be used, obviously, but some of their ideas will actually be of real value to your organization. So don't shut them down. Don't try and move them on quietly. Actually listen to them. Now, I'm not saying, of course, that if you've got someone who is truly disruptive, slagging off, for want of a better phrase, the organization or teams of people and the management, that you shouldn't be dealing with that through your normal disciplinary process. I'm merely talking about those real creative individuals who want to actually push the envelope, not because they want to be a trouble causer, but because they really are full of creative energy and they want to make things better. So it's a fine line. You've got to work out who's a true maverick and who's a trouble causer. But once you've found that out, make sure you encourage them and support them and give them the room to be able to express their creativity. Okay, that's all we've got time for in this first session. I'll talk about the other three in the second one, which will be in a week or two. In the meantime, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone. And if you're not a Christian, then Happy Holidays. And we'll see you on the flip side. Thank you.